This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Haiti rose to 724 on Sunday as rescue workers scramble to find survivors buried under buildings a day after the 7.2 magnitude quake and a tropical storm, and as a tropical storm begins to bear down on the Caribbean nation. The quake flattened hundreds of homes and buildings, and the nation's still clawing its way back from another major trembler 11 years ago and reeling from the assassination of its president last month. Southwestern Haiti bore the brunt of the blow, and churches, hotels, hospitals, and schools were badly damaged or destroyed. Some Haitians spent Saturday night sleeping in the open, traumatized by the memories of the magnitude 7 quake in 2010 that struck far closer to the sprawling capital, Port-au-Prince, and killed tens of thousands of people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday embassy staff in Kabul are leaving the compound and moving to the airport as Taliban insurgents entered the Afghan capital, and officials said President Ashraf Ghani had left the country. There were reports of sporadic gunfire around the city, but there was no significant fighting, and the Taliban said they were waiting for the Western-backed government to surrender peacefully. U.S. diplomats were being ferried by a helicopter to the airport, where U.S. troops were providing security amid an exodus of Americans and their local allies and other foreigners. France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Sweden all said on Sunday they were moving their diplomats from their embassies. A NATO official says the group was maintaining diplomatic presence in Kabul and helping to keep the airport running. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.